Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Clearly, winning the ACC Championship means more to NC State. This is our Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. When the Wolfpack completed its historic five-to-stay-alive sweep in Washington, D.C., it gave State a long-needed basketball bullet that goes far beyond winning its first ACC championship in 37 years. Carolina fans talk about beating Duke and Coach K's Cameron Swansong, and again to end his career at the Final Four as two games neither fan base will ever forget. That is so true about that magic, tragic month of 2022. The Wolfpack beating the heavily favored Tar Heels will remain part of the story forever after having been dominated on the hardwood by its arch rival for so long, a championship with a red cherry on top. Tar Heels everywhere feel the sting of losing another ACC tournament, but will have a far easier time getting over it with a good NCAA run, a prospect not lessened when the bracket was released the following day. Their team still got a number one seed. State's epic accomplishment will finally put the Ballyhoo Jim Valvano era where it belongs, in the past. Jimmy V beat Dean Smith in two wins that are part of the glorious State hoops legacy of the 1970s and 80s, upsetting the Tar Heels in the 1983 and 87 ACC tournaments. In 1974, the Wolfpack of David Thompson and Tommy Burleson, two high school stars heavily recruited by Smith, beat UNC three times and won the ACC championship over Maryland in the riveting overtime thriller. State shocked nine-time national champion UCLA and then beat Marquette to win the school's first NCAA basketball title. 9 years later, after Valvano's arrival, the Wolfpack made the NCAA tournament for which it had not qualified by upsetting UNC with Michael Jordan in the semifinals, and the next day stunned Virginia and Ralph Sampson to win the ACC championship in Atlanta. The Cardiac Pack beat Virginia again in the Southeast Regional Final to reach the Final Four, where it blew out Georgia and survived Houston to win State's second natty. Unless the 2024 State team can work the same magic, the legacy of this season will be winning five games in 5 days in Washington, capped by soundly defeating the regular season winning Tar Heels in the championship game. Carolina's first two national championships were earned in dramatic fashion. The undefeated 1957 team upset Kansas and Wilt Chamberlain in Kansas City in three overtimes to bring home the NCAA trophy. The 1982 Tar Heels of Jordan and James Worthy vanquished Virginia and Sampson in the ACC final, got to the East Regional in Charlotte and Raleigh, and were on their way to Smith's first national championship in New Orleans. Something for the Tar Heel fans to ponder. Smith won a second title, and Roy Williams won three, all as number one seeds after falling short in the ACC tournament. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.